Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Monday morning. By the way, it's the Monday morning that we found out just about an hour ago. It was announced that the Grey Cup for 2027 will be coming back to Saskatchewan, hosted in Regina at Mosaic Place, November the 7th, 2027. Thank you to our own Britton Gray, Green Zone Rider reporter, was down at Mosaic Stadium for the news conference. We have the CFL commissioner there. Premier Scott Moe was there. Big announcement for the province, for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and for CFL fans, that's for sure. So Grey Cup 2027 coming back to Saskatchewan. What else is coming up, and a lot quicker than that, is Halloween. This week, hard to believe. Over the weekend, I have two grandsons, both in Saskatoon, both had to FaceTime to show me what they were wearing for Halloween. A skeleton and a bear. Going out trick-or-treating on Friday night. I mean, it's a busy week. And it's a busy week for a lot of people, because leading up to Halloween, I know a ton of people that like to, for example, in the month of October, watch scary movies. In fact, we're going to have Craig Sillifant on the show later this week. He dedicates every day in the month of October one scary movie. So we will talk to him about that. We've got scare houses being housed throughout the province. We've got a couple of guests on that will talk a bit about that. And I'm excited to talk to my next guest, because beneath the quiet rows of the tombstones at the old Regina Cemetery lay a lot of stories of mystery, of tragedy, and maybe even a few restless spirits. For years, local historian and storyteller Kenton DeYoung has been the guiding force, taking curious souls, if you will, through the cemetery, sharing some chilling tales of the city's past, from the victims of the Regina cyclone to the infamous forced entry into the dark mausoleum back in 1988. He is joining us by phone to talk about the eerie side of Regina's history, the legends that still linger, and what you might discover if you're brave enough to join one of his tours. Kenton DeYoung joining me by phone. Kenton, thanks so much for taking our call.
Oh, thank you for having me, Evan. I really appreciate it.
Kenton, you are a young guy. I'm not going to ask you your age, but I know you are a young guy. Where did this interest come from for you?
Well, I kind of stumbled upon it accidentally back in 2017. I got my hands on these old guidebooks of the cemetery. These were published back in the 90s, and they were a self-guided tour books. So you could go your own self-guided tour of the cemetery, and you're supposed to drop off the books when you were done. I got my hand on one of these books, and I was flipping through it, and I found a part of it that said the whole area of the cemetery dedicated to the victims of the Spanish influenza from 1918 to 1920. And at the time, I knew nothing about the Spanish flu. Like, I've heard the name of it, but that's about it. And no one was really talking about the Spanish flu. So I did some research into it and discovered just how awful it was to our city's population and to our society. And I thought, we should do something to memorialize all these unmarked headstones, unmarked graves. So I started the tours in 2017 to raise money for the headstone, and we did. That same year, we got enough money put together and gave them a headstone for everybody. And ever since, every year, except for 2020 to 2022, I've been doing tours of the cemetery.
And how do they go? I know you actually had your last one for this season last night. How are they received? Are they filling up?
Yes, they're very well received. So we do them every month in June, July, August, September, October. And September, because they take place at night usually from about 7 till 9, October is different hours because the cemetery hours change. The ones in September are at night, and they're very popular. And they're so popular, in fact, they sold out this year by Canada Day. On about July 1st, all of September was sold out. So it's months ahead of time people are buying their tickets for these tours.
And give me a sense, Kenton, of who, like a cross-section of the people that are coming on these tours. Are they young? Are they old? Are they interested in history? Are they, like, what is driving people to do a tour of the cemetery?
So it's a mix, of course. There's some people who want to learn more about the city, because maybe, like, they've been here for, you know, 50, 60 years. They want to learn about some history. There's some younger folks. A lot of times we have people coming on date night, couples. Probably, honestly, about 70% of my attendees are women, which is so strange. You'd think it'd be more 50-50, but no, a lot of them are women in groups of girls, or we had a bridal party one time come out for the tour. So a big mix, but a lot of it are women.
Mm-hmm. Kenton DeYoung, my guest, creator of the Regina Cemetery Tours, co-host of the Unsolved Canadian Mysteries podcast. So are you constantly doing research? Like, clearly you had to put in a lot of work talking about things like the Regina Cyclone, which, as I know, is part of what you talk about on your tours.
Yes, constantly. And now that, like, it's the off season, that's like my homework for the next 7 months is building new stories, clarifying stories, getting details of stories that maybe I got wrong. It's, you know, I'm reaching out to different museums. Sometimes I reach out to the court system, the police, sometimes historical societies, just to get all the pieces together for the next year's story. So although I'm not in the cemetery now, it's on my mind every single day.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, I can imagine the reaction you get from people as you're telling these stories. Is there one story, one stop in the cemetery that you know gets people's attention, captivates your audience, one story that stands out for you?
Oh, there's so many. You mentioned it earlier. Maybe I'll mention two. The one you mentioned earlier was about the forced entry of the Dark Mausoleum. That one, it's kind of like, I start that story off kind of slow, talking about the Dark family and their legacy, and it's kind of like, okay, well, where's this going to go? It's kind of a boring story, but then I get to what happened in 88, and that gets everybody's attention about what happened when the individual broke into the mausoleum and opened the caskets and stole the bones. That's such a terrible story. That's a big one, gets people's attention. And then the next one for that I follow up with is a Klansman. And I talk about the KKK and their involvement in the province and the 1929 election. And that's stuff people don't know anything about. So like, we have two real big stories right in the middle of the tour that really get people engaged in the tour.
What is it about the realm beyond, if I can call it that, that speaks to you, that draws and piques your interest?
Well, I don't find it scary, right? Like going to Halloween, of course, all about spooky stuff and scary stuff, but I don't find it scary. I think it's more, I'm just curious. Like, what's out there? You know, after I pass away, do I just stay in the ground? Do I go to heaven? Do I reincarnate as a bug? What happens to me? And I know I only have so many days on the planet before I get to that point. And I want to know what I'm getting to. Like, what is the purpose of all this? Where's the final destination? And that drives me, because with my tours, you know, you tell stories of people who have passed away long ago. Some of those stories haven't been told for decades. All those names haven't been spoken for years. So you're kind of bringing them back to life. And is that it? You know, that's that the only afterlife is when people tell your stories and say your name? I don't know. But that's probably the driving force, is trying to come to terms that I'll never probably know until I get there, what's on the other end.
It's, you know, it's really interesting. Kenton DeYoung is my guest, creator of Regina Cemetery Tours, co-host of the Unsolved Canadian Mysteries podcast. People are fascinated with this topic, and some people have really compelling stories. Do you have any yourself? Do you have any personal stories of encounters with, whether it's spirits or ghosts? Because I know we're going to open the phone lines up later this morning, and I know people will call in with their stories. I'm wondering if you have any yourself.
I wish I had a really good one, right? Like, I thought I saw something or heard something, but I really don't. The only story I have, and it's kind of a bad story, so I'm sorry, it's not the best one. It's years and years ago, I was in Ukraine, and I was visiting the exclusion zone at the Chernobyl power plant area. And we were in an old hospital. And I know the radioactivity was kind of high because people had the Geiger counters out. But I kind of wandered away from the group because I wanted to see some down some hallways. And as I was walking down the hallways, they were all decayed and decrepit, and paint was peeling. And I knew the radioactivity was a little bit higher. As I was away from the group, I felt really uncomfortable. And I looked down this hallway, and it was dark. I could see the other end, but it was dark. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe I won't go down that hallway. Maybe I'll just stop and I want to go back to everybody else. Was that just nerves? Was that paranormal?
Right.
You know, a lot of things happened in that area, so I don't know for sure, but that's probably the most I felt like, you know what, maybe I'll just go the other way.
Do you have people volunteering stories to you? Like their stories, their encounters?
Yes, all the time. Especially when it comes to the Dark Mausoleum, people tell me stories about Dark Hall, about the college campus building, People also come to me telling me some stories of the victims or the graves in the cemetery. Like Mary Wilson was one. Someone brought to my attention the story of Sergeant John Wilson and Mary Wilson, his wife, and how he killed her. I didn't know that was in the cemetery. So people bring stories to me all the time.
Mm. And do we have a number of places in the province? You hear stories, you hear rumors about places that are said to be haunted, or maybe haunted is the catchphrase. People have had experiences in. Do you have knowledge of any places, number of places in the province like that?
Well, there's quite a few in Regina that are haunted, but the province-wide, we are losing a lot of our big ones. Of course, the Weber Mental Hospital was supposed to be haunted. Fort Sound is supposed to be haunted. All the real big ones are gone now, but there's still lots of little haunted places in Regina and Saskatoon, Moose Jaw especially, a lot of little places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you do some podcast work as well, Canada's Unsolved Mysteries. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's with my friend Dylan Fairman and Christina Cootsie. We sit down every once in a while and we tell some kind of creepy stories around Canada. Sometimes I like the ones that are more about monsters, like so dinosaurs or aliens, that kind of stuff. But the one everyone likes to listen to is true crime, so missing people or unsolved murders. But I love the monster ones myself.
Well, I know you're all over social media. You've got an Instagram account, again, under your name, Kenton DeYoung, last name spelled DeJong, Facebook account, and then it's reginacemeterytours.ca, correct, the website?
Yes, that's right.
So we've come to the end of this year's cemetery tours, but obviously you'll be doing it again next year, and it sounds like they sell out quick, so people might want to get in line for that. This has been great. I really appreciate you giving us some time today, Kenton.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Kenton DeYoung, creator of Regina Cemetery Tours, co-host of the Unsolved Canadian Mysteries podcast, and a guy who's just generally interested in spirits, ghosts, those types of things. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits? Maybe that's another way to put it. In fact, if you have a story, I would love to hear it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Phone lines open up. Text lines open up. If you have a story, if you have a location in your community, you know of a location in the province that is said to be haunted, well, I'd like to hear the story. If you'd like to share it with us, 1-877-332-8255. Take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.